live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the closure of Cash on the Core has been described as intolerable and unacceptable. The Taoiseach says the government is worried about the spread of COVID as we head into the winter. The Vice Chair of the Regional Health Forum West has warned that unless issues at Letterkenny University Hospital are remedied, someone is going to lose their life. And Gardaí are investigating a burglary at a jeweller's in Donegal Town. Those stories to follow in full plus more. We'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. First in news though, the HSE has confirmed a COVID-19 outbreak is impacting on day services at James Connolly Memorial Hospital in Carndonagh. As a result, day services, including services at Cash on the Core, have ceased this afternoon as staff have been redeployed to deal with the COVID outbreak. No date has been given as to when services will resume. Councillor Rena Donoghue says the redeployment of staff is both intolerable and unacceptable.
The users have got letters during the week to say that unfortunately they wouldn't be able to offer 5 days a week from next Monday, because I had been told that they were doing their best and that they hoped that it would be open 5 days a week from Monday once the things would relax a wee bit. But today they've got another letter now to say that it is closed due to a COVID outbreak. Now these people are, most of them are, if not all of them, doubly vaccinated and in their own bubbles. So why does the whole centre have to close? And they're saying that they just don't have the staff. It's totally unacceptable and this cannot be allowed to go on.
And something needs to be done by the HSE to ensure that there is enough staff that they can bring in if there is an outbreak and it doesn't come at the sacrifice of another centre.
Yeah, and this is exactly the question that I asked a month ago. I said, what if there's an outbreak? What are we going to do? And they don't have a contingency plan. Unfortunately, the contingency plan is that you stay at home with your family, which is not an option. This is affecting 42 families throughout the whole of Inishowen, and it definitely can't continue. The HSE need to, and I hope to sit down with the HSE to make changes. This cannot be accepted any longer.
The Taoiseach says the government is worried about the spread of COVID as we head into the winter. Micheál Martin says mitigation measures like vaccinations, a booster campaign and the retention of COVID passports will help. Nightclubs can open today for the first time since the start of the pandemic. But Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said they're still cautious about the next few months.
It's a global pandemic, which means the responses are not the responses that we would normally be doing in the normal situation. And I saw it last evening. Other member states are now worried in terms of what's happening in their countries because of COVID-19. As we go into the winter, we are worried and we are concerned in terms of the trajectory of the disease.
2,466 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed this evening. 457 people are in hospital with the virus, 90 of whom are in ICU. Meanwhile, north of the border, 1,355 new coronavirus cases were recorded in the last 24 hours. There have been 7 additional COVID-related deaths. 358 patients are in hospital with the virus in Northern Ireland, with 33 in ICU. The Health Minister says those in the hospitality sector that haven't been checking digital COVID certs need to step up. Stephen Donnelly says it is the right time to be opening nightclubs and allowing larger attendances at events. But the Minister thinks there needs to be compliance with the safety rules put in place for venues and nightclubs. Minister Donnelly says there will be increased enforcement, but there needs to be sectorial buy-in.
We do need to say to the one-third that haven't been that they need to step up. For us to protect public safety, for us to protect our healthcare system, we need to reopen safely. We need to reopen using the COVID pass. We need to reopen with large-scale compliance right across the board.
The Vice Chair of the Regional Health Forum West has warned that unless issues at Letterkenny University Hospital are remedied, someone is going to lose their life. There are further calls on the Health Minister to visit the hospital to see firsthand the conditions facing both management and staff. The hospital is yet again the most overcrowded in the country today, with 49 people waiting on a bed. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says the onus lies with the government to intervene.
In recent discussions, and indeed the historic discussions we've been having with the management at the hospital around the staffing and the model of care that we're using up at the hospital, is there anything that can be changed? Or, you know, we do need to get extra staff. The difficulty in getting extra staff, we've been told in recent days that extra staff are being sourced, and they hope to have more nurses in the coming weeks. And that's very much welcome. But unfortunately, it's not preventing the overcrowding that we're experiencing.
Now, yesterday, the CEO of the Seilte Hospital Group, Tony Canavan, spoke on the 9 till noon show, and he says that they'll be monitoring the situation closely as it relates to Letterkenny University Hospital. Like, do Seilte not need to really step in here and do more from your point of view?
I think they do, and we've been making this case with Seilte management, and indeed Tony Canavan, and Tony, in fairness to him, is very hands-on, is very aware of what the problems are. So this is something that not just the hospital management, but Seilte, as you say, but also the government and the Minister of Health. And in recent weeks, I have called on the Minister of Health, Mr Donnelly, to come to Letterkenny University Hospital himself and to see it firsthand the problems that the management staff are experiencing there. There's wide-ranging problems here, and it needs an overview. It needs someone to come in and look at it and see what is the problem and how can we solve it, because before long, someone is going to die, and that's how bad this situation is.
Gardaí are investigating a burglary at a jeweller's in Donegal Town. The premises in the main street area was broken into at around 10 to 3 this morning. Gardaí have confirmed that no arrests have yet been made, but investigations are ongoing. The Vice President of the Garda Representative Association says the drop in Garda numbers in Donegal comes as no surprise. Latest figures show that there are 13 less Gardaí stationed in the county this year compared to 2020. However, when compared with the fleet in 2008, there are almost 40 fewer currently serving in the Donegal Garda Division. Vice President of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, says any new recruits coming down the tracks will only balance the situation out.
When we see some of the Garda reports and some of the spin from government, we keep on being told that the Garda strength is at its highest ever in the history of the state. And that is true. But unfortunately, here in Donegal, we have never got back to where we were in 2008. So we're still behind where we were. And certainly that is impacting on the service and the delivery of service to the public. And there's just no other way to put that.
Now, while there's big plans as it relates to a recruitment campaign for Garda trainees to go to Templemore, etc., how confident are you when they're all trained up that they will be equally distributed, that Donegal will get its fair share?
Well, as I say, the figures speak for themselves. I mean, every other division in the country was probably well ahead of where they were in 2008, but Donegal never even got back to where we were. And it'll take a long time to train those recruits. And we will continue to see people retire and move laterally. There's a shortage of sergeants here in the division as well, so we will see members of Garda rank promoted. So, you know, the numbers being banded about as extra will only keep things at a standing still and maybe replenish what will be lost.
Because in the Dáil yesterday, a comparison was made to the likes of County Longford. It's a lot smaller than Donegal, yet in all it has more Gardaí. Like, what is the reasoning behind that?
Well, that is something that the Garda Representatives Association has questioned for a long time, and it shouldn't come down to communities and the regions competing against each other. Surely we should know what's the optimum number of Gardaí that are required to police Donegal, what's the optimum number of Garda cars that are needed to provide a service, and we just stick to that and we know whether we're up or down.
A Donegal deputy is calling on the government to invest more in Donegal's breast check services. Deputy Thomas Pringle says he wants to see the temporary breast check centre in Donegal Town be made permanent, and that government should stay true to a promise of a new centre being established in Buncrana. Deputy Pringle says there is a backlog of almost 9,000 women awaiting breast check appointments in Donegal due to the pandemic, and that has to be cleared as soon as possible.
I think we need to make the breast check centre in Donegal Town permanent, and also then I think Charter Minister McConnell needs to live up to his election promise and have a breast check unit in Donegal and Buncrana as well. That's particularly important to ensure that people can actually access services when they need to, and we can clear the backlog too.
And indeed, there have been many issues with the health system within Donegal in general, with Letterkenny University Hospital having massive overcrowding issues. We've had issues before with the breast check scheme that have been fixed now, but there were issues with people allegedly being sent to the wrong centres. Do you believe enough is being done for women in Donegal as regards the breast check scheme?
No, I don't think so. And unfortunately, we were the very last on the rollout of breast check as well. And some parts of the country were on their second and third breast check appointments when it has only been rolled out in Donegal. So I think that that's something that needs to be addressed as well. And the government can address that in other health services by making sure that Donegal is the first one on the rollout of any national plan rather than the last one, as normally the case. But, you know, we need to have vigilance, and the health services need to make sure that they just keep on top of these things to make sure that we don't have any of the stuff like people being offered a breast check in Donegal Town from when they live in Mallon Head. Like, that's just, the distances are just too difficult for people to manage. They don't have public transport. You know, so those things have to be thought about, and it's not enough to say that there's going to be a centre in Letterkenny and that'll do the county. You know, that's just not on anymore.
419 speeding offences were detected during National Slowdown Day. The 24-hour road safety campaign ended at 7 o'clock this morning. Guardian Go Safe carried out more than 192,000 speed checks over the period. One of the highest detections was a car found travelling at 122 kilometres per hour in a 50 kilometre per hour zone in Donegal, which was nearly 2.5 times the speed limit.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal delegates will be voting against proposals A and B at tomorrow's GAA Special Congress at Croke Park. The County Executive met on Thursday evening and have decided against both motions to change the structures of the Football Championship. In a letter to the clubs, the Donegal Executive said the committee fully recognise and accept the change to the championship structures as required, but are overwhelmingly agreed that neither Proposal A or Proposal B will deliver a fair and equitable change for all counties, plus London and New York. We also cannot support any notion of amendments or tweaks being made to either proposal, either on Saturday or subsequent to either of them being passed with a 60% majority. It is the firm position of the Donegal County Executive that updated and fresh proposals should be on the Clare of Congress 2022 in February that will deliver the championship structure that all counties desire and that will serve the association well for many years into the future. Donegal are the sixth county to oppose the option to turn the All-Ireland Football Championship into a league format. Mayo, Fermanagh, Derry, Armagh and Galway have also declared their intentions to vote against the proposal. A 60% majority would be required in order for the motion to be carried. Speaking on this week's Score programme, Brendan Kilcoyne says neither proposal will work from an Ulster point of view.
Where is the Ulster Championship going to stand in all this? Is it going to be basically a dressed-up McKenna Cup in the springtime that's not going to generate the same excitement or the same bravado that any man can go, any Donegal man, and, you know, Donegal have been successful in the Ulster Championship of late, can say I have 5 Ulster Championship medals, or, you know, where is the allure of that going to go as opposed to saying, oh, what value will be on an Ulster Championship would be my question after it, Oisín. And listen, I don't have the answers here, Oisín. I'm just not sure that the question in relation is proposal B the right scenario going forward. I don't think so, as I don't think proposal A will work either, because that involves moving counties around kind of thing, you know, so.
Brendan Kilcoyne there. Well, on the pitch, it's another busy weekend of club championship action across the North West. First up this evening is the opening quarter final of the Tyrone Senior Championship. Killyclougher, they meet Trillick at Healy Park in Omagh. That's at 8:30. And a semi-final weekend here in Donegal, and both senior games will be live here on Highland Radio. On Saturday, St Michael's face St Dunan's from 5 o'clock, and on Sunday at 1:45, holders Niamh Connell, they play Kilcare in a repeat of last year's final. Meanwhile, the GAA has announced the use of dressing rooms and showers are again permitted at games. The full use of facilities are available where individuals are vaccinated. Panels with mixed immunity status have been advised to use the dressing room in pods of 6 people. Moving on to soccer and semi-final night in the FAI Cup with capacity crowds permitted for both games. Holders Dundalk make the trip to St Pat's, bidding to reach a seventh successive decider, while Bohemians, they take on Mark Burcham's Waterford at Dalymount Park, with both games kicking off at 7:45. Well, Finn Harps, they're not in action until Saturday night, where they chase crucial points against Sligo Rovers in the North West Derby. With capacities now at grounds increased, Harps boss Ollie Horgan is asking the fans to get behind them over the season running.
The crowd has been brilliant since we got the gates back reopened. We need them to be every bit as brilliant, if not better, for the remaining games that we have at home, Ryan. And I mean that not just as a cliche, we need them backing us, and there will be swings and roundabouts in this, and we need them to be patient as well, but they've been very, very good for us and with us in the last 5 weeks, and we need them to be very good with us in the next 5 weeks.
Well, Derry City, they go to Drogheda on Sunday afternoon as the Candy Stripes chase down a European spot. Manager Rory Higgins is expecting another tight and difficult game against the Drogs.
Aye, very difficult game. I think the games in Drogheda have been very tight. The cup game went the whole way to penalties. The league game, we won 2-1, but it was a tight game. So I'm sure it'll be no different. But we have to go there with a mindset. They try and pick up 3 points. And as we do in all the games, and this will be no different.
Elsewhere, the IFA board have agreed to offer a new contract to Northern Ireland manager Ian Barraclough. Talks are underway to extend his current deal beyond their final World Cup qualifier against Italy in Belfast next month. In the Irish Premiership tonight, Dungannon and Swifts, they play Carrick Rangers at 7:45. And in the Premier League cross-channel tonight, Arsenal, they welcome Aston Villa to the Emirates. Moving on to rugby, and Leinster aim to maintain their unbeaten start to the United Rugby Union Championship this evening. They're in Glasgow with a 7:35 kickoff. Moving on to golf, and Jonathan Caldwell dropped 3 shots and 2 holes on his back 9 to fall back to 3 under par on day 2 of the Mallorca Open on the European Tour. South Africa's Bryce Easton is the course leader on 11 under par. Cormac Sharvin's finished on 1 over. Niall Kearney finished 2 over, while Paul Dunne is 4 over out on the course through 13 holes. And on the PGA Tour, the Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama, he holds a 1-shot lead at the halfway stage of the Zozo Championship. He's at 8 under par. In the LPGA this week, the BMW Ladies Championships taking place in Korea. Leona Maguire is 2 under par after 2 rounds. She's 5 shots off the lead, held by Korea's Ju Young Pak, who's at 7 under par. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Ireland have been dumped out of the T20 World Cup. Graham Ford's side lost by 8 wickets to Namibia and Sharjah. The African team reached their target of 126 with 9 balls to spare, so Namibia and not Ireland progressed to the Super 12s. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, it will be mainly dry for the start of tonight. Later on, rain will develop with lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, the HSE has confirmed a COVID-19 outbreak is impacting on day services at James Connolly Memorial Hospital in Carndonagh. As a result, day services, including services at Cashel na Cor, have ceased this afternoon as staff have been redeployed to deal with the COVID outbreak. Well, the Taoiseach says the government is worried about the spread of COVID as we head into the winter. But Micheál Martin says mitigation measures like vaccinations, a booster campaign and the retention of COVID passports will help. The Vice Chair of the Regional Health Forum West has warned that unless issues at Letterkenny University Hospital are remedied, someone is going to lose their life. There are further calls on the Health Minister to visit the hospital to see firsthand the conditions facing both management and staff. And Gardaí are continuing to investigate a burglary at a jeweller's in Donegal Town. The premises in the main street area was broken into at around 10:00 to 3:00 this morning. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock.
Shea were Mahasa Colm Faradar and Shalin the Priest Skelty. Takeshte Kuchev ar few hen punch a shard million euro. Concharti godju ar arnion na galasti sauri fogriha inu. Tan kistiach ta curra foil da haru kursi gelige segeltat ve curra ar chal dan darna sauru asakela margal ar covid an ejeg. Curra bon ikiacht ejer kuig kid ogus shard mili euro mar in la hikiacht onan la shard was a kuig euro an eye in scholar ar foil da galasti. Bonnehart an Ikiacht Omlan an Leon Scholarly a Drastal or Kursi Sauri, Sacholistia Igesht en Yavilis an Ijeg. Fogriu Pakishi Kuchev a da puncha da million euro, a mi ul contakir to horch, the highly Geltakta, a current lostin or foil the scholarly, the Galishi Geltakta, the Grey, August Ya kid a kahar a vila euro, the Holly Pobble, the Geltakta, condoling lekla chonacher, covid an ejeg, arnion, the Galishi sorry. Carter Tootsla Hemakti Arctus Nigeliga Amara Jasahar Nishan Comortus Golf Vliantul a Cursa Golf Connemara Lianti Emakti Arai Erit Nishartinya Colinher Okaj Vronta Gradam Commersaja and Arctus Fiha Fiha Sahin Jamart Shahuggin Sheryl and Sheryl as Fi Comai Le Seminar Erlina Egiru Garamaha Legeliga in Instituti and Intus Urupi Fogra har dushin a letter ha an erectus chicadin yashahogin, space session killed in sky on clan kyolwart na kasaji. Lanhi na hemakti arai le kyol karamaha agus araniacht agus sketchy agal of barcha dausa agus aralia edger shah agus andona shahogin egerun na misa. Falsiu a taraskal and grupa ibra tarasarakta and vurniha a currencius Griever ha clactus tarasarukta in vunihe a carcon kin, a mask na malti a luteron, na ranfarchiot pubble a kinchu, conan lias as far as fejer a winches aquani achule, agus rochtin is far a holahar olus agus erlishi da kurchuri, conchonacher a lot of carbon and coheel a vas. Agus taclar emakti onadni of padrik of fogrihe don gevru and a mask bahan na man agus ta gaholus fwina hemakti elig ta chartinius eg onadni of padrik door. Shimahod sheligulier slanagus banakt.
The abitch notices for this Friday evening, the 22nd of October. The death has occurred of Breed Byrne, née Boyle, Cashel, Glencullum Kill. Her remains will repose at Shevlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, from 6 to 7 this evening. Her remains will repose at her late residence at Cashel, Glencullum Kill, tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Columba's Church, Cashel, Glencullum Kill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass will be streamed by Margaret Rose Cunningham via her Facebook page. The death has taken place of Anne E. Doherty, Newman, Ballylusky, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for mass at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Phyllis McMullen, Fintana Oma, formerly of Garshui, Newton Cunningham. Her remains will repose at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral service at Gibson's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in St. Johnson Presbyterian Church graveyard. The death has occurred of Patsy Slevin, Knock, Ballybuffet. Funeral from his home on Sunday morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the renal unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Wake, funeral and burial will be private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Rosaline Malloy, Loch Road, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her home with neighbours and friends welcome. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed at churchservices.tv/Milford. Family Flowers only pleas donations, if desired, to Odyssey Donal Patients Comfort Fund, care of Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of John McFadden, Calhame, Anagri. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has occurred of Johnny Bonner, Mean Drain, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. House private to family and friends only, please. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Mina Cross, with interment afterwards in Dunlow Cemetery. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Madlin, Funeral Director.